senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for listening. Whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, whether you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7 at crabdiving.com/listen/live. Or you're listening live, actually. Hey, what's going on?
Yay.
Happy Friday.
That's right.
We appreciate the crap out of you being here or wherever you are listening to us.
Thank you.
Be wherever you want.
Yes.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. You can also use the banner on the webpage.
Yay.
And X, you know, we're still hanging out.
Nine.
It's an okay messaging app and apparently good for porn.
Yes. Still. Nazis love it.
Unlike love Pornhub.
It. Right. What do you mean?
Well, I wonder if they're going to be cracking down on that. Now, one of the stories I have is about Pornhub is now no longer available in Texas because now it's several states now that have passed these. You have to have age verification laws.
Oh, so, I thought we had that already. Oh, that's weird.
Not every state, but so you can't, you know, the people who want to remain anonymous wankers aren't right. Happy with that, you yeah. know, having to have a website keep track of who they are and what porn they're looking at, when they're looking at porn and stuff like that.
That's fun.
But the Republicans have decided that, you know, that it's up to that the small government
yes.
needs to extend to being a parent to your kids.
They're not for small government. They're actually not for government. The Republicans, they're a kleptocracy. That's what they want. Yeah. They want what Putin has.
An idiocracy.
Yeah.
Faithless Friday, everybody. I've got a whole bunch of stories.
Yeah.
Of cross-shaped incursions into our freedoms.
Yay.
Oh, why don't you go after the Muslims? Because they're not sickle-shaped.
Yeah.
The Scientologists haven't gotten enough power to try to force themselves upon right. us and change our laws. When that happens, I'll go after the fucking Scientologists.
Sure.
And the Muslims and the...
And we're in the Bible Belt, though. You know what I mean?
And just so you know, I find all of your religious myths equally as meaningless.
Yeah,
myself. I so I don't. I'm an equal opportunity criticizer of religion.
Yeah, absolutely. It's silly. It's silly, guys.
Let's see what the headlines are this Friday.
Yay!
Call me Pinko Liberal. HuffPo. Oh yeah. So the decision is in on the Fonnie Willis decision whether she's going to be kicked off the case or not.
Yeah.
Because apparently she was stooping a member of the team.
Yeah.
And now the judge has ruled that the Fonnie Willis may remain on the case as long as the dude quits.
This is insane. All of this justice shit going on with Trump is absolutely getting fucked. Why?
Well, nobody's happy with this
Why
decision.
Why did she?
Because the people on the right are squealing that she gets away with it.
No, here's what I'll...
And she should be in jail for perjury and all this stuff.
No, she should have done the right thing and recused herself from the beginning of this. And then the trial would have kept going and her team could have stayed in place, right? But now it's not the case. She should have done that for the good of...
I don't... Was that the case?
Yes, absolutely.
Could she have recused herself?
She could have recused herself and her team could keep going. Now it's not like that. If she recuses herself, I mean, she could recuse herself now and her team could keep going. But now she just wasted all this fucking time. This valuable time that no one gives a shit about at the Department of fucking Justice.
A Georgia judge ruled on Friday that Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis may proceed with her sprawling election interference case against former President Donald Trump after she spent weeks defending herself against corruption allegations. However, for Willis to proceed, Judge Scott McAfee ruled that prosecutor Nathan Wade, whose relationship with Willis caused the motion to dismiss the case, must remove himself from the case. If Wade does not remove himself, then Willis must be removed instead, McAfee ruled. And the latest update is that Nathan Wade has resigned from the case.
She could have resigned before that hearing, and then they wouldn't have had to have the hearing. They could have kept the case going. But no, she had to defend herself, and then we lost all this time. It's stupid. It is fucking idiotic.
Well, it might not have, because they still would have... said she was conflicted even while she was still there when she resigned. We would have still had this proceeding. You think the Republicans would have said, oh, okay, she recused herself. No problem.
It wouldn't have stopped the case, though, because they would have put somebody else in charge
of the
case.
But it would have paused the case for an equal amount of time because they would have litigated this. Don't you think?
I don't know.
Because they would have said the entire case is... should be thrown out. That's just what they did say because of her conflict of interest. So I don't know that it would have delayed. It would have changed things that much as far as delay purposes. Mm-hmm. He said, although this is Wade when he resigned, although the court found that the defendants failed to meet their burden of proving that the district attorney acquired an actual conflict of interest, I am offering my resignation in the interest of democracy and dedication to the American public and move this case forward as quickly as possible.
She would have recused. They never would have had the hearing because it wouldn't have been necessary and they could have kept going. It is
but their initial
bonkers.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying. I'm not making that up. I mean, I did.
But her initial, the initial complaint said that she needs to be kicked off because of the relationship was in place before.
Yeah.
So I'm saying Trump's team would have undoubtedly pressed this.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Would the judge have, they still would have had the hearings.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's possible. Yeah. But the Republicans are screaming louder than you are because they're upset about the fact that they're saying she got away with it, that perjury is trending on X.
They got away with it. They wasted 4 weeks at this or whatever how many weeks it was at this dumb fucking hearing. They got away with it. They extended the time. The right and wrong thing here is skewed because the right thing for their side is to make this go longer.
The, let's see, that's probably all the details necessary. McAfee heard details of Willis's romantic relationship with Wade, whom she hired as a special prosecutor. Attorneys for Trump and some of the other defendants claim the pair began their relationship in 2019 and thus Willis had improperly hired a romantic partner. Again, I don't see how any of this has to do with whether or not they're giving Trump a fair shake. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't.
This is banging on the table.
I mean, it's you know, shipping somebody at work and whatever, and then working on the same case. I don't know, whatever conflict you may think that creates. I don't know. But I don't think it, how did that, I don't get it.
It's
don't understand how it's untoward or whatever. I mean,
right? It's not. It's just a great tactic to use to run out the clock. It's a perfect thing for that side. It's perfect.
So the judge kind of both sides did
horrible,
and was like, well, even though there's no evidence that they lied,
fuck
there's
him.
Still the appearance and the what did he say? The stench of mendacity,
fuck
which is
him.
Which is a great word.
Oh my
but
god!
But the stench of mendacity.
This is insane. This would infuriate everyone. The appearance of fairness. This motherfucker is on a tape saying he wanted Raffensperger and that other cunt, the governor, to find these votes. But the Trump team maneuvered us into some weird hearing about someone's dating life. They won this. They got weeks. This case won't be finished before the election. And it's like one of the most important ones to be finished before. But fuck it. It ain't happening. I hope everyone votes correctly, because that's the only thing that's going to save us. None of these fucking broke dicks in our shitty fucking Department of Justice. My God.
That's the headline at the HuffPo. Let's see what the Drudge Report is. Fani stays, same thing. Willis's ex steps aside as... Oh, their ex? They're not together anymore? Steps aside as special prosecutor in Trump's case.
Jesus Christ. It's insane. It's nuts.
Meanwhile, on the New York case,
Jesus Christ,
the judge there has delayed it for 30 days.
Fuck.
The judge overseeing Trump's New York hush money case has delayed start of the trial from its original March 25th start date. Due to discovery issues raised by the defense, Judge Juan Merchan ruled that ruled today that the trial will be delayed by 30 days. He scheduled a hearing for March 25th to address the discovery concerns. Lawyers for Trump were seeking to delay the start of the trial in order to allow them to review tens of thousands of pages of potential evidence recently disclosed by the Justice Department.
Recently disclosed, and they've been asking for this for weeks. They could have disclosed this weeks ago, the Department of Justice, but they didn't. They dropped the fucking ball. It's crazy.
Merchan, in his ruling, said there are significant questions of fact he must resolve before he decides whether the Manhattan District Attorney flouted its obligations to disclose potential evidence, as alleged by the defense. The DA's office proposed a delay of 30 days to give the parties time to review newly disclosed material related to former Trump attorney Michael Cohen.
Why 30 days, though? Why a month? Why? It makes me feel like they're on the other side.
Trump's attorney, of course, is squealing, "That's not enough time."
Of course, it's more than enough time.
30 days is not sufficient given the volume of recently produced materials and the nature of ongoing disputes. Therefore, we respectfully request the court schedule a hearing on the pending discovery motion and scheduling of a trial date should one be necessary. At a time that is convenient to your honor during the week of March 25th.
Why didn't Alvin Bragg's office turn over this shit weeks ago? Why did they fuck up, and why did they wait so long? That's what I want to fucking know.
In seeking the delay, the defense also repeated its insistence that the indictment must be dismissed, of course. every time. Anything happens.
God, it's just...
I understand one of the DAs farted in the hallway. I think we should dismiss, Your Honor.
My God, it's like today, every news story is the Department of Justice fucked up. And that is what they're supposed to do. The other side fucks up because they are stupid. We are not supposed to be stupid, but we are being stupid. It's infuriating. It's like, it makes me feel like the Department of Justice has zero interest in prosecuting Donald Trump. They literally don't give a fuck.
So those are headlines, or the headline, I should say, is the big headline. But I got a whole bunch more. We've got in funnier news.
Yeah. This is pretty funny, though. This is actually a comedy, this whole thing. It's insane.
We've got
mean, how could they fuck up so much? It's crazy. Alvin Bragg should have a to-do list. Send the shit. So we don't have to delay up for 30 days. It's crazy.
Oh, wait. It's not playing. Why is this not playing? Oh, there we go.
And we're able to add new evidence, which just came about 3 months ago. This evidence is more explosive than any evidence I've seen, and I've seen a lot. This is going to shock the world on Thursday. And it's, Lou, I've never been more optimistic than excited. I really believe these Supreme Court justices, they have grandchildren, children, they have families, and they have neighbors, and they see the destruction of our country, just like they made the 9-0 vote for the Constitution with the Colorado keeping our great real president on the ballot. Mm-hmm. I believe if they accept this, this evidence is so explosive that it'll have to be another 9-0 vote.
So... remember Mike Lindell, who initially was going to be going down to the steps of the Supreme Court to hold a press conference, was then apparently told by his lawyers that it was too dangerous or something. I'm sure his life is in real danger.
Oh, yes. Well, that guy's huge, man. Who's going to take down Mike Lindell?
And they had a couple hours ago, they had some live circle jerk on X. I tuned in for a couple of seconds, and the first thing I heard was one of these idiots saying, well, this is not to overturn the previous election.
Yes.
This, our goal is to make sure they never use these machines again.
God.
So to all the Trumpies that were, you know, buying Crisco for extended masturbation sessions after today's bombshell.
Yes.
That Trump would be reinstated instantly. SCOTUS would be like, wait a second, cancel our dinner plans for Friday. We've got to reinstate Trump on this explosive evidence. Not going to happen, you fucking morons. Not going to happen.
Right.
And even if for some reason the Supreme Court even looks at his bullshit, still not going to happen.
Yeah.
Trump is not going to be reinstated.
Biden's not going to move his shit out. And, you know, Trump's going to come up from the basement where he's been the whole time being the puppet master.
I'm still waiting. I mean, we still haven't like seen this evidence, though. So I'm just I'm waiting to hear when an actual adult looks at his evidence and is like, this is bullshit.
I heard it's a meme.
And again, he's going after the machines. I mean, how stupid is this motherfucker? Because if he's wrong again, and he's out there defaming these companies again, he's going to add to his, $1 billion lawsuit they've already got against him or something?
I mean, it won't fucking matter, right? I mean, at some point...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many foam pillows he's got to sell off.
It's going
to
be, yeah.
It's going to be sad.
It's going to be Smartmatic pillows. Dominion pillows.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I think Rudy is set to be losing some real estate.
Oh, wow.
Like, I think the judge is close to, ordering, the sale of his assets to pay off his, lawsuit that he lost, for defaming, Shay Moss
and Ruby Freeman.
And Ruby Freeman, yeah.
That's right.
Unhappy financially.
Yes.
For some of these morons in MAGA world.
Right.
This says Lindell is about to file new evidence with SCOTUS that will shock the world, but he's already spent $40 million on this and he's out of money, so he needs people to donate all the money he can. Because he's 95% of the way to winning everything. Donate now. LindellPlan.com.
Shit.
Or use promo code L77 at MyPillow.com.
Isn't that like donating to Dominion, really? I mean, all that money's going to go to them, I imagine.
Wait, so that means if you're using a promo code that you're not only buying a pillow, a potentially lumpy pillow?
It's not lumpy. Hey, fuck you.
But you use a promo code, you can donate to his bullshit while you buy a pillow.
I think that's awesome.
It's America.
That's right.
The, oh boy, Mike Lindell's a hero. I would hope everyone would want to see the evidence, then make your decision. We do.
Yeah.
We're still waiting.
Well, I mean, I think he's maybe lost some credibility. I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely, Pat.
Up. Today's your day. What are you going to put up?
Well, first of all, Steve, all these tinfoil hats, I have no use for them anymore. Today's the day, everybody.
He had props. He had a few tinfoil hats.
See, the line, Mike, that line was kind of funny. But if you bring the prop in to that line, it's not as funny. It's like he's trying too hard.
Right, yeah.
It's crazy.
Because that means he made someone spend time
yes.
to make tinfoil hats for his 2-second bit on Steve Bannon's war room.
You don't think he did that himself?
Quite possibly. I don't know.
He might have. What a weirdo.
It's over. The Supreme Court case will be filed today. And we're very excited. I've waited for this day for 3 years.
By the way, you and I could file a Supreme Court case. Right. Anybody could file any fucking case they want.
That's right. Is he going to include the tinfoil hat in his filing?
He said he doesn't need it anymore.
Today. And we're very excited. I've waited for this day for 3 years, and the open door is finally there. You're going to see things you've never seen before, everybody, which is going to be filed. It sounds like later today, could be even towards the early evening. And tomorrow we're going to have a press conference we're setting up online. We'll have all information on that for you later today, Steve. And I'd love to get on your show tomorrow to announce everything to the world. We can go over this new explosive, never been seen. This is going to shock the world, everybody. It's going to shock the world. So I'm very excited.
Oh, cool. Congratulations, Mike.
There you go. Mike's very excited.
He's always very excited.
By the way, it's the new MAGA deal. Go to the site right now, the order of new MAGA deal. This is why Lindell's an entrepreneur. One of the reasons he came to Trump is he saw that Trump was backing entrepreneurs. Trump's backing the people. He's a populist, economic nationalist, backs entrepreneurs. Mike Lindell's an entrepreneur they try to put in bankruptcy because of what he's doing today. That's why I'm so appreciative of this audience having his back. This would have never come. And the evidence here is going to blow people away. The question is going to be asked, hey, how come this hasn't come forward sooner? Where were Murdochs on this? This thing is going to be so explosive.
Murdochs? Jeez. Does this have something to do with Fox?
I don't know.
Maybe he means they didn't investigate enough or something.
Jeez, I don't know. He didn't investigate enough. He investigated a ton, right?
And Carrie Lake is in on this one.
Yes.
Yeah, this is big, everybody. This is what we've been waiting for, said Mike Lindell, pillow mogul.
Right.
Conspiracy theorist and advisor to former President Donald Trump.
Yes.
This isn't just some tinfoil hat case. This is huge. The new evidence, the most explosive evidence ever. Lindell will not end up on the state's steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, as he later told Lou Dobbs that it was, quote, not safe for him, but didn't explain why.
You know, if it's the most explosive evidence ever, why don't you put up another $5 million to anybody that can disprove it? Because, I mean, I would think that the evidence that was disproven that by that person, whoever that was, that election worker, the person that was an expert in voting.
He's just a cyber security expert.
Right. I mean, to me, if you're going to put up $5 million.
That was pro-Trump, by the way.
Yes.
And a conservative and was hoping that the stuff would turn out to be true.
Shit. But
he looked at it for 30 seconds and was like, I think this is bullshit.
Listen, I think he went there hoping to get $5 million. That guy took $5 million from this dumb fuck.
Lawyers that, Lindell hired are reviving a lawsuit challenging the use of electronic voting machines in Arizona by asking the Supreme Court to take up the case. The lawsuit, originally filed in 2022 on behalf of Carrie fucking Lake and State Rep Mark Fincham, losers, who ran for Secretary of State. That guy did.
It's crazy.
The lawsuit alleges the electronic voting systems used to tabulate votes are not trustworthy, thus violating state law and the U.S. Constitution. Okay. The allegations, based on false claims and conspiracy theories about Dominion voting systems, stemmed from the big lie of the 2020 election, were rejected by an Arizona district court judge who turned around and sanctioned Carrie Lake, Fincham, and their lawyers for baseless claims.
You're sanctioned for being stupid.
And the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld all of that.
Yay! Wow, hey, that's some courts doing some good shit. Wow, good for you
but
guys.
But now supposedly there's new evidence.
Yes.
In a cert petition filed in the Supreme Court by one of Lindell's lawyers, Lawrence J. Joseph. Two first names. And first uploaded. Oh, I guess you can read it. Lake and Fincham again stir up conspiracy theories about Dominion Voting Services, a voting machine manufacturer whose products are used widely in elections across the country. Specifically, they allege that Maricopa County election officials used uncertified software to tabulate votes, and that they found a security breach in Dominion's voting machines that made them vulnerable to hacking. So here we go again.
Yeah.
It's, we found something that might have, could have, possibly happened.
Right. It's nothing. It's nothing. You know what I can hope from this? Maybe maggots will listen to this bullshit and they're like, well, why would we vote? It's not necessary anyway because, you know, Dominion's been hacked. Maybe this will keep maggots from voting. That would be good.
It says, with this latest effort, it's time to review the wide-ranging cast of characters. Okay, this is over at democracydocket.com. I haven't heard of them before, but yeah. It sounds like it's a pretty big lib site. So that's one of the, that's why what Steve Bannon was talking about in the clip we just played,
yeah,
when he said you went after this one guy,
right,
who's now in bankruptcy because of sanctions or something like that. But it's because the judge and the Ninth Circuit upheld sanctioning those motherfuckers for bringing a frivolous lawsuit.
Right.
And now they're doing it to the SCOTUS with new evidence.
Well, I mean, you know, it good. I think this will keep maggots from voting, don't you? I mean, if Mike Lindell has a following and his whole pitch is like our voting isn't safe or effective, then why would you vote if you believe him?
Right.
Maybe it's good.
Well, and probably the ultimate goal is just chaos, too, because they'd love to get rid of the voting machines, because then everything will grind to a halt as hand counts have to be done everywhere.
Right.
And there's nothing they want more than to be able to scream and yell and lawsuit fraud, blah, 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 as all the hand counts are going on.
All they have to do, and they is the GOP, they just have to keep it going until the election. And then what if he wins, right? And he's the president-elect. And what if
everything goes away? Including the Crab Diving podcast, probably.
That's right. We'll
be ahead sent to Guantanamo.
I can't believe people are not calling for this Merrick Garland to fucking resign. God, he's fucked this up. I mean, what the fuck?
So there's the big news. I guess we'll find out what this, this is the first website I've seen that seems to know what is actually, might actually be in whatever, whatever this explosive evidence is.
It's a meme,
but it looks like it's kind of the same old bullshit. Mita coulda.
Yeah.
And, this other shit about that, what was it? One was that they found an exploitable hack or something, even though they're not connected to the internet. Again, how?
If it was connected to the internet, it would be an exploitable hack, right?
But right. They're, one of the things is they're supposedly not connected to the fucking internet.
Right. It's like they're saying, this could have been hacked, but it wasn't. But it could have been. It's so stupid.
It's funny. Oh, here, that they say Maricopa County election officials used uncertified software to tabulate votes, and that they found a security breach in Dominion's voting machines that made them vulnerable to hacking.
Right. So, even though they're not connected to the internet.
They're not supposed to be, yeah.
Right. But they could have been.
What was it, Lindell? Somebody, I think it was Lindell. We got a list of ISP addresses showing China. Activity in the building where the votes were going on.
Yes.
And it turned out to be a fax machine.
Right. Well, didn't he have some sort of internet detecting device that he was going to deploy?
Yeah, a drone.
Yes.
Like a drone to fly over and to see if it could intercept any hacking.
Well, today we're just trying to detect Wi-Fi networks, which you can do with your iPhone, I
exactly.
think. Exactly. It's funny, man.
So TBD, we'll keep our eyes open.
Oh, yes.
And see what's going on.
Right.
Also, it is Faithless Friday, by the
Jeebus.
Way. A lot of, by the way, your sentiments are being amplified on the X. Merrick Garland's trending. Everybody's mad.
Oh, my God. It's so insane. I just listened to this whole fucking thing on this and how, I mean, it's crazy. And how all this insurrection shit has been prosecuted. It's crazy. It is. Is sloppy, shitty fucking work. Fuck him.
The Faithless Friday, you all were thrilled to be here in this lovely country of Jesus.
That's right.
Let's see what some of these assholes are. Some of these religious motherfuckers. Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Yes.
Trump campaign ads are being run before segments from the Stu Peters show on Rumble. Just last week, Stu Peters produced this promo video.
Yes.
This was the climate, the atmosphere of complete and total perversion that...
Meanwhile, the mm-hmm. It says, why do Jews push pornography and degeneracy on our children?
The atmosphere of complete and total perversion that really led to the National Socialists and Adolf Hitler being swept into power.
Good God.
So it's Stu's assertion that the Jews are at fault for Hitler.
Yes.
Because Hitler was actually not such a bad guy because he was fighting the evil Jewish deep state that was converting and grooming children.
Right. Doesn't this sort
Doesn't
of
that sound familiar?
Absolutely. Isn't this sort of following the talking points or the alternative history Vladimir Putin gave to Tucker Carlson about why the Nazis invaded Poland, why they were forced to do that? Isn't this sort of along yeah. those same lines? I mean,
so Stu Trump's ads are running. On Stu's channel.
It's,
this is the kind of content he's putting out.
Oh, of course. Of course. Crazy.
Libraries, perverted bookstores, and burn all of their transgender manuals, all of their porn, all of their disgusting literature on leading homosexual lifestyles, on having sex with children and animals, and anything else that you could imagine. They did exactly what reasonable people would do if given the opportunity.
Talking about the Nazis,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, the reasonable people are the Nazis. And this, so Trump has a campaign ad running during this segment or something?
Well, during the show. Not,
during the show.
Not during this one, but...
The guy I'm voting for president is, it's like you watch that campaign ad and then Stu Peters gives you all these talking points.
Yes.
To tell your dumb fucking friends.
Like Hitler wasn't so bad.
Yeah. God, we're fucked.
We played a clip the other day that he said something like it's the biggest hoax is that Hitler and the Nazis were bad, were the bad
yes,
guys.
Yes. It's a huge hoax. What an amazing hoax that was. Were those crisis actors at the camps? I mean, shit.
Well, it sounds like Stu says the Jews deserved it.
Yes. So he's not a Holocaust denier. He's just glad it happened.
Yeah.
And this guy is running campaign ads on his show for this Hitler.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Shit.
Also, we've got... Why is Dan Crenshaw trending?
Oh, that's the guy with the... eye patch? Right?
Yes.
Okay.
something about Dan Crenshaw has upset MAGA again. I don't know why. Arrogant Rhino POS Dan Crenshaw voted to give crooked Joe Biden the power to shut down social media platforms. This scumbag is little Adam Kinzinger wannabe. Okay. Is there something about... Oh, it's with the TikTok? By the way, nothing in the TikTok bill, it says, give us anyone authority to shut down news agencies. So yeah. Tucker is lying. Tucker right. Carlson said, this is Representative Dan Crenshaw as he walks out of the Capitol after voting to give Joe Biden the power to shut down news sites that dare to challenge him. Crenshaw tells reporter Liam Cosgrove that U.S. intel agencies don't meddle in domestic news coverage, when, of course, he knows that's untrue.
Meddling in domestic news coverage? I mean, ask Putin about that. Doesn't he have a whole department of the KGB dedicated to such things?
Well, he owns the news coverage. He doesn't have to meddle. Well, yeah, he
no, I mean with,
it,
our,
yeah.
with our news.
Oh, ours, sure. So that's what they're upset about is Tucker tweeted this about what Tucker. Dan Crenshaw had to say. And now all the Tucker dick riders and the MAGAs are squealing about Dan Crenshaw.
Yeah.
So there you Jeez. Go. Some stochastic terrorism from Tucker.
Perfect.
So now the MAGAs are going to go after their own.
Is Tucker, has he been tanning his nuts lately in that little machine? Or
no. I think he tries to claim that he was even skeptical of that or something
whatever,
like that.
Dude.
But he had that on his fucking show.
On your show. Fuck off. You're a liar. Revisionist history. You're a nut tanner. And that's fine.
Everything God creates, Satan counterfeits. So, let me go deeper. So I was sitting on my vacation, and I started, I'd never heard this or read this my whole life, that the demonic realm is transgender, non-binary, on a spectrum, and that men who are going to serve the Jezebel spirit have to be castrated.
Cool. This is they have to be.
Christian, of course, Pastor Mark Driscoll.
Nine!
Who... I don't know where he read this, but he read somewhere, Ryan.
Yes. Yes.
And of course he knows it's true that the demonic realm,
right,
which doesn't exist,
okay,
is transgender, non-binary, and on a spectrum.
Oh shit. Jeez.
And that men who serve the Jezebel spirit, that's men who suck up to women.
Yes.
Or men who listen or subjugate themselves
the
to women.
The Jezebel spirit, they're serving it.
Have to be castrated.
That's right. Is this Dungeons and Dragons that we're reading? This is crazy.
Right.
They must be
And
castrated.
I'd never heard this or read this my whole life.
But?
That the demonic realm is transgender,
yes.
non-binary,
yes.
on a spectrum,
Ooh.
And that men who are going to serve the Jezebel spirit have to be castrated. And become defiant of their God-assigned gender and sex.
God-assigned? What do you think Jesus is like? Boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, 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 girl, girl, girl.
Yeah. Flip a coin, maybe?
Yeah.
So that's Christian Pastor Mark Driscoll.
Yay, Mark. Good job, you fuck.
Also, we've got, this is, that was, that Christian pastor. No,
yeah.
My computer is doing,
is being untoward. Being taken over by a non-binary demon.
It's the demonic realm.
That's right. Yeah, God, you got to update your Norton or the demons are going to come.
This TikTok thing, really not wise move.
Stupid.
Especially on the Democrats' part.
Ugh.
Now there are jizz fountains all over the place.
Yeah.
From big money. And who is circling it and now says that he's putting together a group to buy TikTok but Steve Mnuchin.
Mnuchin!
You remember him.
Oh, of course.
You remember Steve Mnuchin.
He's got those that big suitcase of money or something, right? Was it him that took a picture with a big pile of money?
Well, he was at the Mint.
Oh, okay.
But yes, it was him and his multi-hundred million millionaire wife waving around and wrapping themselves in sheets of dollar bills and shit.
Yay!
I don't know they were doing that, but they were definitely flaunting big piles of money.
Right.
New York Times. TikTok is one of the most popular and largest social media apps around the globe with great brand recognition, and loyal users. It may also be one of the hardest to sell. That's the conundrum facing TikTok as Washington lawmakers push a bill that would force the app's Chinese parent company ByteDance to sell it or face having it banned in the U.S. The bill passed the House on Wednesday, but could face an uphill climb in the Senate, hopefully.
God, man. Shit, I don't know.
Rumors are already swirling on Wall Street about who could be interested in buying TikTok. The rumblings grew louder yesterday after Steve Mnuchin, former Secretary of the Treasury, said on CNBC that he was trying to put together a group to buy TikTok because they should be owned by U.S. businesses.
Oh, yes. Yes, you saved TikTok. Trump saved TikTok. Biden wanted to kill it. We understand.
He said, I've spoken to a combination of U.S. investors about such a deal.
You know, if I'm confused, and I'm talking to the Biden administration. If it's so fucking urgent that we get rid of TikTok, why now then? Why not sooner? Why were we waiting? Because you can't wait until after this fucking election to bring this up. Oh my God, it's like we want Trump to be president or something. That's what it feels like. The universe wants Donald Trump to get elected.
I do hate that. I kind of agree with fucking Rand Paul on some of this. Rand Paul is like was trending before because MAGA is mad at him because he was listing all the things that TikTok has done.
Okay.
And the servers and all the technical things they've done and how they opened up all the programming and everything.
Yeah.
Basically Rand Paul is saying, look, they've pretty much complied. It would be hard for the Chinese government to get involved, according to Rand Paul.
Why? Because I thought Biden's proposal said that the TikTok could stay could work still in America if they just went over to ByteDance or something,
no,
right?
No, it is ByteDance.
It is ByteDance. Yeah.
They want ByteDance, but ByteDance is ultimately owned by China.
This is the dumbest fucking... this is the dumbest maneuver. All the maneuvers are dumb right now. They are dumb.
Any potential buyer could confront several roadblocks. The Chinese government could block the sale. The U.S. president, according to the bill passed by the House, would have to affirm that a deal cut the app off from ByteDance. Then there's the price tag, almost certainly a large one. One research firm recently estimated ByteDance worth is $225 billion with a B dollars.
It's such a bad issue because it's confusing. So it's, and a lot of people are going to lose their businesses because of it. And I'm not saying that it's good to keep TikTok open. What I'm saying, it's good for Joe Biden to win the election. And that's what people aren't thinking about.
And it could be, a vector for misinformation and disinformation, like all of them are.
Exactly.
And what we need is not necessarily, the China thing, but we need regulations here about moderation and about misinformation.
And if Trump uses this issue to fuck up, to shave voters from Biden, then what you just said will never happen. Will never fucking happen. This is a horrible thing they're doing. This is insane. It's mad.
That price alone would limit the pool of potential buyers to a coalition of private equity firms, a corporate behemoth like Microsoft, or a combination of the two, but it's unclear if antitrust regulators would allow a large company like Microsoft or Alphabet, which owns YouTube, to buy the app. Last time TikTok was for sale, ByteDance spoke to Microsoft about a potential deal before selecting Oracle, the cloud computing company, Oracle brought in Walmart as a partner, but just as the two appeared poised to buy a stake in TikTok, the deal collapsed amid geopolitical pressure.
Cool. Well, whatever. I mean, great.
TikTok says the legislation is unnecessary because the app does not pose a risk to Americans' data, does not skew its feed to the whims of the Chinese government. It has proposed a plan that would store U.S. user data on domestic servers controlled by Oracle. I think that's what Rand Paul was talking about.
What a horrible issue. It's like it's all so confusing. And you just think about it, if you're very stupid, the conclusions you could draw from this. But they'll say Biden is killing business. He's restricting your freedom, your voice, blah, blah, blah. It might not be the case, but it will be the case because they will say it's the case, and that's all that matters. Crazy.
One analyst said, "You're telling me China's going to sell this amazing company to a U.S. company just so they can take the profitability benefit and give up all the geopolitical benefits of it being banned?" Let's see. Mnuchin has a long history with TikTok. As Treasury Secretary from February 2017 to January 2021, he led the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, a group of federal agencies that vets international involvement in American companies. That group was behind the government's push to get ByteDance to sell its TikTok business in 2020.
Mnuchin was in charge of that?
Well, he was, yeah, as Treasury Secretary.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Mnuchin, a former Goldman Sachs partner, now runs a private equity firm, Liberty Strategic Capital.
Nine! Let's get the Nazi back in office!
It's one of many private equity firms facing a downturn in deals amid rising regulatory pressure and rising interest rates. The firm recently put up $450 million to buy the beleaguered New York Community Bank.
You know, it's going to be great. We'll have TikTok gone. China won't have any access to our data. But we will never have abortion legal again. We'll be in the Handmaid's Tale. And God knows what else Trump will do. But at least TikTok will be under fucking control.
You know, there's a lot of U.S. investors in TikTok that would, if it's banned, are fucked. And so they would prefer divesting. You know, they would rather see it sold or whatever, because their shares would probably roll over.
Yeah.
So there you go. It says, this person says a ban is going to destroy a lot of value given the size and value of TikTok's U.S. user base.
Shit, man. God. It just seems like this is someone's creating this out of thin air. I'm not saying there's no validity to this, but it's just such a stupid fucking maneuver. If you give a shit about having Biden be president and winning this next election, it's not a great move. You know, God.
Look at the time flying here. Well, here's a shock.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. We have not spoken since former President Trump sewed up the nomination, which he did earlier this week. And he has received endorsements from some of the people who were running against him. But we have not heard from you. Will you be endorsing your former president? You were on the ticket with him last time around.
Mike Pence, everybody.
Of course he is.
What do you think Mike Pence says?
Hell yes. He is forever Trump's bottom. Forever.
Your former president, you were on the ticket with him last time around.
Well, Martha, I appreciate the question. And it should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year. Look, I'm incredibly proud.
Will not. It should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year. So I guess the gallows was enough.
I believe
to push him away.
No. Let's wait and see what he says. Let's say in September, as we're waiting for all these court cases to start, and Trump can just campaign, and the numbers start to go in his direction. Oh, I think this little bitch known as Mike Pence will change his fucking tune.
That's my fucking prediction.
I think he's worried he's going to go to Guantanamo if Trump ends up winning.
Yeah,
so
dumb fuck.
I don't think he's going to change his mind.
Well, if he thinks he's going to win, I mean, you know, in the interest of self-preservation, maybe. He's got to save himself.
Proud of the record of our administration. It was a conservative record that made America more prosperous, more secure, and saw conservatives appointed to our course in a more peaceful world. But that being said, during my presidential campaign, I made it clear that there were profound differences between me and President Trump on a range of issues. And not just our difference on my constitutional duties that I exercised on January the 6th. I mean, as I have watched his candidacy unfold, I've seen him walking away from our commitment to confronting the national debt. I've seen him starting to shy away from a commitment to the sanctity of human life. And
what do you mean, Mike? Sanctity of human life. He told he
well,
was
abortion.
He was fine with his members trying to hanging you. He didn't give a shit. So what life?
He's talking about the babies.
Well, I know.
A commitment to the sanctity of human life. And this last week is his reversal. On getting tough on China and supporting our administration's effort to force a sale of ByteDance TikTok.
Why do you think he did that? Why do you think he had that reversal on that before we go, sir?
Well, I can't speculate on it. But what I can tell you is,
yes, you can.
Yes.
All of Ivanka's patents, all of the hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars he got from China.
Right.
Gosh, why would Trump want to say that?
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, sir.
Well, I can't speculate on it. But what I can tell you is is that in each of these cases, Donald Trump is pursuing and articulating an agenda that is at odds with the conservative agenda that we governed on during our 4 years. And that's why I cannot in good conscience endorse Donald Trump in this campaign. But let me.
Why?
Has nothing to do with the gallows, Mike.
Well, I know. I mean, this is bullshit because he's like, I differ on what Trump believes in. And Trump is different from what the Republicans stand for. Lies.
Right.
They are not. You are not. You are the same. If Mike Pence gave a flying fuck about this country, he would endorse Biden, and he would go out on the campaign trail for him because he would be terrified. If he really
would be testifying
against
Trump in every single manner on every single case that he knows anything about.
Mike, how can you look Karen in the face and say, I can't stand up to the man that tried to have me hung? Are you out of your fucking mind?
He's not allowed to look her in the eye.
Oh, my God. God, Mike, you are fucking spineless.
Mike Pence, there you go.
what a leader!
I don't want to speculate.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to speculate.
Trump likes the TikTok for the money, and it's a great issue for him to talk about. It'll be great on the campaign for him. He'll love it.
Right, and young people are way into TikTok, and if Trump tells them, I'll make sure your TikTok doesn't go away, that's not a good thing for the Democrats.
Can the Democrats do a little strategery at some point before the election and try to do something to win? Is there anyone that can go in there and help them figure out how to explain that Biden has passed a lot of good shit, that he's having a good presidency, the economy's doing better? Or are you just going to let them spike the football with this TikTok bullshit? God, it's so maddening. It is so sad. Get your fucking shit together.
Well, here's some good news.
Yes.
A $60 million museum that opened less than 3 years ago, Ryan.
Yes.
Is now closing.
Oh, the Ark Encounter.
Nope.
That's already closed, maybe.
No.
Oh, okay.
The 40,000 square foot museum, which cost reported $60 million plus to build.
Oh, the Bible Museum in D.C.?
The American Bible, this is in Philly, the American Bible Society is closing the Faith and Liberty Discovery Center in Philadelphia because nobody ever fucking went there.
What is this? What in Philly?
Yeah.
Is that what Philly wants?
$60 million it cost to build
this. And nobody went. And now you're going out of business? The Bible Museum?
Opened in the Wells Fargo building on Independence Mall. Leaders of the American Bible Society had hoped the center, which was designed for sharing the importance of the impact of Scripture on the development of the United States.
Woo.
They assumed it would draw 250,000 visitors a year when the report was first made public.
Wait a second. 250,000. So $250,000 visitors per year.
That's what they were saying was going to show up.
So they got financing for this because who paid for this shit? God. How did you convince people to invest in this shit? Jeez.
Meanwhile, the revenue from ticket sales shows a much lower number for fiscal year 2022.
Okay.
5,400 people.
How much is
total? They were expecting 250,000 and 5,400 people visit.
Believe me, I've been there. You sell these tickets and nobody shows up. It's fucking devastating. But how much are tickets to get into this fucking thing?
Full price tickets were $10, Ryan.
That's it?
So the museum's program revenue made $54,000 that year.
You know what? If anybody would have paid 10, would have paid $15. So there's that. I think they didn't charge enough. They should have charged more. How much is it to get an Ark Encounter? Isn't it like $45 or something like that? It's expensive.
ABS, it's the American Bible Society. The new CEO, Jennifer Holleran.
You're fired.
Arriving. How do they allow a woman to run this? Arriving last month, so she started a month ago, to an organization with a variety of financial and missional troubles.
What? Missional, meaning they're failing their mission?
Yes.
Okay.
This is from Christianity Today, I'm reading.
Yay.
Said in an email to staff on Wednesday that she and the board had agreed at their February meeting that, quote, now is the time to proceed with this difficult but necessary action. She quoted Ecclesiastes 3, Ryan.
Yes.
Writing, everything that happens in this world happens at the time of God's choosing.
Yay. God is choosing to cancel this fucking place.
God chose to fuck your $60 million building.
That's right, Pat. $60 million. Why didn't you start smaller? I guess, or I don't know.
She said the FDLC, the Faith and Liberty Discovery Center, was a wonderfully innovative idea. That idea, I sound like Katie Britt, that idea came with big possibilities and requirements to allow it to be functional in the long run. Unfortunately, despite the valiant efforts of our FDLC leadership and team, we have not been able to achieve long-term sustainability. That an experience like that needs to be successful.
You know,
that's my Katie Britt.
Right. The problem with your mission is it's Jesus-y, right? And so that it makes you stupid.
In the heart of Philadelphia, in fucking near Independence fucking Hall.
There's other museums to go to there in Philly. I imagine if you looked at things to do on Eventbrite in Philly, there's all sorts of things that maybe fall within that $10 cover charge. And I bet all of them are more fun than, I don't have to bet that. We know from the evidence that nobody came to this shit. Good job.
And Independence Hall, where a lot of the founding father homies crafted the ideas for separation of church and fucking state.
That's right.
That's right.
And they tried to infiltrate the freedoms by saying, oh, no, our mission is to show how Christianity shaped America.
We know how it shaped America. We got a SCOTUS that wants to not let women be in charge of their bodies because Jeebus. We don't need
Oh, my God. Their rent is $1.3 million a year.
What in the fuck? Why did you...
And they made 50 grand a month.
Shit, man. That... God, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it cost them... let's see. The organization itself contributed another $9.4 million in 2023.
I mean, why would you... I would think I'm competing with churches and stuff like that. Like, people go to church every Sunday and they get out their wallet and they give 10% or whatever they give. Now, do these people have money to do shit outside of that, to do another Jesus thing? What happens at the museum? I guess nobody went there, so we don't know. Is there like a I'm just trying to figure out.
I don't know.
I'm trying to gauge the entertainment value of this. I mean, is it like, because at the Ark Encounter, there's a wire slide, right? There's zip lines.
Right.
Where's the zip
animals
lines?
that you can.
You need a petting zoo. You need a zip line. You can be.
Donors to the museum include several churches like Elevation Church and Houston's First Baptist Church. Hobby Lobby is also a sponsor.
Yes.
The Museum of the Bible, backed by the Greens, who own Hobby Lobby, loaned items to the museum. And we know how the Greens get their items.
They stole them, Pat.
They're stolen from antiquities thieves, or they're acquired by antiquities thieves.
Is it stealing in the Ten Commandments, the movie with Charlton Heston? There's no command.
I think it's on one of those tablets.
You're not supposed to steal. That's a real basic bitch kind of tenet for Christians, right? No stealing.
I didn't realize this. L.L. Bean?
Yeah.
Our big Jesus-y? Major donors include Linda Bean of the L.L. Bean family.
God, that's so dumb. You got people to buy your overpriced fucking khakis and sweaters and dumb fucking jackets, and then you take all that money and you pour it into something called the fucking Bible Museum that nobody gives a fuck about.
One donor said, I'm disappointed. I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm disappointed because I believed it was a wonderful vision. And I have no reason at this point to think it's still not a great vision. But one other former ABS employee who did not want to speak on the record said it was a colossal waste.
Well, of course. You don't want to go on the record and say, how long were they open?
Less than 3 years.
God damn. And in the meantime, somebody is collecting how much rent a year?
1.3.
Are there any pictures? I'm trying to figure out, was this place fun? I mean, no one went, which that would sort of say that maybe it's not a fun place to go, but was there anything to do there? Was there a gift shop? Was there a food court?
I would assume there were some of those things. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a gift shop.
A little less praying, a little bit more planning and crunching the numbers before you open up a big dumb business like this.
The museum's stated goal is to trace the relationship between faith and liberty in America by illuminating the influence of the Bible. The museum focused on the Bible, but does not exclusively highlight Christians. Right. Its thesis is more generic, that faith was part of the American story, with features on figures like Jewish... Oh, they allowed a Jew in there. Jewish educator and philanthropist Rebecca Gratz.
Jeez. Wow.
The exhibits are largely digital. Oh, here we go. With high quality animated videos and interactive displays developed by the same team that did the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York City. Well, that's pretty amazing. So they
They wrote somebody a fucking check.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
they're spending money all over. See, this is a lesson here. You don't want to be an investor with these people. You want to be a vendor at the beginning. You want to be a vendor at the beginning, and you want to get your money quickly, up front.
Historic items from ABS's own extensive archives are on display, such as Helen Keller's Bible in Braille.
Oh, my God.
It also exhibits a copy of John Wesley's A Calm Address to Our American Colonies from 1775, in which Wesley urges loyalty to the British crown.
That sounds fun. So at the museum for $10, I go in, I can feel the bumps on Helen Keller's Bible, and then I can read about some guy.
You probably can't touch it.
You can what? You
probably can't touch it.
Well, I paid a cover. What do I get
you gotta
to
pay
do?
A lot more than 10 yeah. to rub your rub your fingers over.
You're like
over Helen Keller's Bible bumps.
I feel like, was there a post-mortem, I wonder, with the whole production team? What's their next project? What is their next project?
The exhibits are organized under themes: faith, liberty, justice, hope, and unity. And expound on the Bible's roles and events from the founding of the U.S. to the forced assimilation of Native Americans to desegregation to temperance to labor reform. What? The museum has a team of scholars that draw from some Christian colleges as well as churches.
Fire them.
Visitors can carry... What? Visitors can carry a lamp.
Oh.
It's in quotes, around, and use it to touch different exhibits to save information they can access later.
Oh, my God. This what? Sucks. Whoever thought of this should be fired by Jesus.
Oh, here you go. In the gift shop,
yes.
Visitors can purchase a Faith and Liberty Bible produced by ABS based on its own Good News translation.
See, now, I understand. This is a good idea. Now we're in the gift shop. Is there a coffee bar?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to that part yet, but I don't see one in this story yet. But wouldn't that piss off the evangelicals?
What?
That they're using this Good News translation Bible instead of the KJV?
Not all of them use the KJV. Some of them use the, I've seen the Good News Bible.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah. That's very common. That doesn't piss them
off.
What's
the Good News Bible about?
I never read it. I never read the Bible, really. The Good News Bible, it's similar to the King James, but they focus on the news that's, you know, good. I guess
clear
I
and simple
know.
Modern translation that is faithful to the original Hebrew.
Oh no, it's
Greek and Aramaic text.
Fuck all that. I understand what this is. It's easier for these dumb fucks to read that than the King James. Absolutely. There's pictures probably. At the back, there's a word scramble.
Yeah, it's Fisher Price Bible.
Yeah, of course. This is a good idea. See, whoever made that Bible, that's a good religious idea. You know what I mean? It's easier for you to read. Here you go. That's perfect. You got to walk around. I'm trying to understand this fucking shithole of a museum. What lamp do I touch? And then I get...
Oh, the Catholics use it.
And then what? Oh, yes. And then do I get a PDF sent to me of things I learned at the Bible Institute or museum?
The Southern Baptist Convention uses it. And and the Presbyterian Church uses the Good News Bible.
Nine! Yeah. They use it probably because they gave them a better deal than the KJV. They're like, listen, they gave you a better volume discount. That's why they use it.
Oh, this is such bullshit.
Yeah.
This person says, is the Good News Bible the same as the King James Version? They're different, but that's also good because we can read them all if we like and get different benefits from each one. The more you read different translations, the more you appreciate the kind of choices the translators have made. The Good News and the King James Version are truly, fully God's Word. Oh my God.
Hell yeah.
So, RIP to Philadelphia's Faith. Let me get the right name. Faith.
Yes.
And Liberty Discovery Center.
Was there a monorail thing where they could go on a track and look at different?
I don't think
see,
so.
That. I don't. Know.
You had a lamp you could carry.
Yeah, that's true. I don't care what the subject of your museum or Bible theme park is, the Bible, but, you know, it doesn't matter. It has to be entertaining. It doesn't make a fucking difference, you know?
Right, right.
It has to be entertaining. That's what they learned at the Bible, the Noah's Ark thing. They had to have a petting zoo. And then they needed, like,
I don't know. They probably have a smoothie counter and they got a wire slide, probably a water slide, you know? These people already do one unfun thing, and that's go to church.
And plenty of people are pointing out how many hungry people could have been fed for 60 million. How many clothes, unclothed, could be clothed for 60 million?
Well, these people thought that they could come in and get a piece of the pie from these dumb fucking tourists, evangelicals. Yeah. And it's like, no. The people getting the piece of the pie are doing something entertaining. Greg Locke is entertaining. He gets a bat out and he busts up a Barbie house or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Stu Peters is nuts. He talks about things that they like Hitler and shit like that. If you wanted to attract the evangelicals, then why not have a Nazi tribute museum? That seems like more their speed.
We have to reverence the things of God. Can I say something?
God, this is way too quiet. I wish there was a louder version. Mm-hmm. I can't make it any louder.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually skip it. It's not even showing up on my...
Is that Greg Locke?
Yeah.
Shit.
I guess I started living under more conviction the more I got in God's presence and God's glory. A couple...
This is I don't know this group that's... Let me try this version.
Okay.
It's a different site.
We got more inspectors trying to show up tomorrow morning. Oh, you didn't do this. We don't like this. We'll be back in the morning. La-di-da-da. Bring your tanks and Cobra helicopters. You will not shut down the work of God, I promise you.
Cobra helicopters?
Bring your Cobra helicopters.
Shit, man. Do they have Blackhawks or something? Does Greg Locke have a fleet of war machines?
Yeah, he's out of his mind. Poor Larry.
Oh, you're talking about the fucking neighbor
across
right?
the street.
Yeah, poor Larry.
Especially since the roof collapsed on the place.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The it is Faithless Friday. Let me see if I've got
Jeebus.
One of these fucking assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Locke.
Nine!
Does Wednesdays, apparently.
Yeah.
Sundays and Wednesdays.
Right.
Are his main... is that a pretty common...
Yes.
You do Sunday... schedule?
Absolutely. You do Sunday night, Wednesday night church, and then, you know, there's some other shit probably tossed in there somewhere. They love all that.
Oh, no, he took it down. There was a video. Let me see if I can find this now.
Yes.
Where he's complaining about getting death threats and
Greg
things
Locke?
Like that. Yeah.
Jeez, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear that. What happened?
Greg Locke is getting, they're sending him glitter bombs, I guess.
In the mail, like just glitter. That's funny.
And dildos.
Oh, glitter
and
dildos.
I was trying to find it, but it seems to be gone.
Jeez.
We've been getting literally sex toys in the mail every single day and glitter bombs from witches, he said. But he took the post down.
Okay.
Bloody hell.
Right.
Sorry
about those glitter bombs. How dangerous.
So, I closed that story. That's the religion.
Yay.
The sad. And this, you know, it's happening all over. Nobody goes to that fucking ark either.
Oh, I can't believe that, though, with the wire slide. And don't they have like a dinosaur exhibit, too, you can see? I don't understand why people aren't just dying to go.
Yeah like with cavemen playing Frisbee with velociraptors.
Yes,
because we all know they were around at the same time.
Right. See, the Ark Encounter, they want to make money. The Bible Museum, that you carry around a lamp and you're like, oh, that's an interesting exhibit.
Something
let me click on
save
it.
Save for later or some bullshit?
Save for later.
Talking
Listen,
about?
Let me explain the Jesus shit and how people make money at the Jesus shit. People make money at the Jesus shit because they say, hey, I have this product and you're a Christian. And as a Christian, if you don't buy my product, well, you're going to burn in hell, motherfucker. That's how it works.
You have to make people think if they don't go to the museum, they'll roast in hell. That's the formula.
God is the most quoted person among all the writings of our founding fathers. Montesquieu is second, and John Locke is third.
A patent lie.
But wait. This guy just was so blasphemous. Fuck me. He's so blasphemous. He just said God was a person. That's sinful, isn't it? God isn't a person. He's a God.
This is the interestingly named Dutch Sheets.
The what? The Dutch Sheets?
His name is Dutch.
Yes.
Dutch Sheets. He is a self-proclaimed apostle.
Oh, cool. What does that mean?
The word apostle?
No. As an apostle, like, what does that job entail? You just spreading the word of Jesus or something like that?
Well, yeah, I think it means like teacher, doesn't it? Or
I don't know.
Something like that.
Right.
Let's see. Right. Christian nationalists routinely spread fake pseudo history regarding the founding of this nation to support their Christian nationalist political agenda.
Yes.
I got to play this one.
Okay.
If they have this. This is, you'll recognize these mellifluous tones.
Oh, awesome.
Steady George Washington.
God, who the fuck is that?
He could have been made king. He pushed in the Declaration. He's the one that pushed this. All men are created equal. So he turned his Bible.
Oh.
Right there. 17th chapter of Genesis.
Labby ding dong.
You know who this is?
Oh, yeah. Shabba-doob-da.
Yep. None other than Kenneth Copeland.
Lalibaba.
The richest motherfucker in the scam.
You know, whenever I listen to Kenneth Copeland and he's not doing the tongues, I'm a little confused because that is when he is the most entertaining, correct?
Now I'm going to pray in tongues.
That's
for
the
a
wrong
moment.
One.
Lalibing-bong.
We want Kenneth Copeland.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is.
I like it when he does that. It's weird when he does it, dude. That would be like if Duran Duran was in concert and they didn't do Reflex.
Study George Washington, he said. He pushed the Declaration. He's the one that pushed all men are created equal.
Labe ding dong. Didn't he have slaves?
Copeland's claim is absurd, considering that Washington had been commissioned commander-in-chief of the Continental Army in June of 1775 and was serving in New York when the Declaration was written over a year later in July of 1776.
Well, maybe he zoomed into the session. Maybe he was telecommuted in, you know?
Copeland's history got worse and more confusing from there as he attempted to explain what took place during Washington's first inauguration. He said he turned to the Bible right there to 17th chapter of Genesis, and he opened his Bible there, that place to the United States, at that place. So the United States is one of many nations.
Yes.
I don't know what this means. That's the reason this country belongs to God, because our first president, and he got on his knee and he kissed the Bible and he said, "You will be our God and we will be your people."
He might as well tell his people this. Why wouldn't they believe it? And so what?
Copeland seems to be asserting that Washington placed his hand upon a Bible open to Genesis 17 while taking his oath.
Yeah.
Okay. Genesis 17 being the part where God makes the covenant of circumcision with Abraham.
Oh, wait. This Genesis 17.
Now it makes sense.
I thought you were talking about one of Phil Collins' albums.
Oh, yes. It's actually unknown precisely which passage was used during Washington's inauguration. One professor historian explaining in his book that most likely the Bible was opened in haste and at random to Genesis chapters 49 and 50.
Yay.
Copeland's claim that Washington got down on his knee, kissed the Bible, ooh, and pledged to his nation to God is false.
Damn.
While Washington did reportedly kiss the Bible, he certainly did not declare that you will be our God and we will be your people.
Wow. Huna muna mani me.
It is most commonly claimed that Washington declared, so help me God, like all of them do. But there is reportedly no contemporaneous historical evidence to even support that. So we don't know what he said.
Well, who cares, really? Because this is a man of God, Kenneth Copeland, and evidence, facts, and stuff, we know that that's not really their thing, right?
Right.
They don't give a fuck about that.
Copeland's fake history wasn't finished. And the Liberty Bell from the Great Jubilee out of the Book of Leviticus let liberty ring throughout the land, and they rang it till they broke it, he said.
No.
And of course, the Liberty Bell did not crack until the 1840s.
Well, they rang it a long time, didn't they?
Another one. Then he walked to Washington. He walked from there down the street to St. Paul's Chapel, and there they prayed. The first act of Congress was to dedicate this land to God. We must never forget that. That's also a lie.
My God, you know, what does he do? Does he just... Is Kenneth Copeland, he's like, okay, I'm going to say all this shit, and I know it's not true. Or is he just... Does he just not care what he says to people?
I think B.
Yeah,
I think he doesn't care.
Give a shit. And why would he? I mean, these people are all so dumb. No offense.
Contrary to Copeland's assertion, Congress never made any such covenant with God, not in its official capacity as a legislative body, nor during the, quote, divine service that followed Washington's inauguration.
Yes.
Which was presided over by Reverend Samuel Provost, chaplain of the U.S. Senate, who merely read from the Book of Common Prayer.
Okay. Laba ding dong.
Nearly every claim made by Copeland in the segment is either unverified or outright lies.
You know, Kenneth, this really calls into question your credibility. Is God really speaking through you? Are you lying about that?
Shabadibi.
Oh, I see.
Of course he is, right?
Well, same Atasa, you know?
Anyway, back to Dutch Sheets.
Okay.
On the Flashpoint program. On Kenneth Copeland's Victory Channel Network.
Lastabi dooby.
Here's this guy's bullshit.
Yeah, you know, it's indisputable fact that our founders were God-honoring men. Even Franklin, who mentioned, wasn't a strong professing Christian, although many believe that at the end of his life, he did become a Christian. But he's the one that spoke up and asked for these prayers to
God, that's their favorite fucking lie.
Yeah.
They still push the lie that Christopher Hitchens, one of the most avowed atheists out there, on his deathbed, recanted.
All right, right.
And decided that he was a Christian, and it's absolutely patently 100% false.
Right, right. Well,
but they don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care if they lie.
Yeah.
At the beginning of Congress, and they prayed, of course, in Jesus' name, and then they attributed their success after not being able to get the Constitution written. They attributed their success to the fact that they began to call on God and ask for his help. John Locke, yes, he's the one that I've spoken of so much that mentioned the appeal to heaven phrase. When we can't get justice any other way, when humans can't, they can appeal to heaven. Our founders grabbed it, put that literally in the Declaration of Independence. And so it's just indisputable. In fact, God is the most quoted person among all the writings of our founding fathers. Montesquieu is second. John Locke is third. This is all undeniable. These people knew that this was a nation founded on Judeo-Christian principles. They wanted to be under God's authority and God's wisdom and God's help. Mm-mm. And it's undeniable. And that's what God's bringing us.
This is so infuriating.
Jeez,
it's just a lie. This is that David Barton bullshit. This is all of their lies. And that's because they want to take over and throw people like us in Guantanamo.
That's right, Pat.
Or kill us.
Yeah.
I mean, well, let's you know, that's what they want to do. All the apostates, all the non-believers, they want to kill them. They don't even want to lock us up. They want to.
Right.
They would delight in being able to burn us.
Yeah. Listen, it's the Christian thing to do would be to light everybody on fire that doesn't believe in your Lord of the Rings style, religious style fucking bullshit. I mean, they are more Lord of the Rings than Christians. I bet... Lord of the Rings.
Who?
The Christians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes more sense in the Bible. And also, too, if you're going to do a museum, you know what would be more entertaining? Lord of the Rings Museum. Easily this fucking Bible.
Way cool.
What? Why? Let me go look at this Braille Bible that supposedly Helen Keller had. I bet that's bullshit. I bet that's not really her Bible.
Jesus, your warrior king, has summoned you. He has commanded your formation for battle. Line up, men. Your charge is to fight the king's battle with the king's weapons, to fight on his battlefront, to make offensive war on the gates of hell, and to prevail, to push the lines ever forward, to extend the dynasty and the dominion of our king who rules from on high, and every enemy will bow.
Jeez.
He will footstool every enemy, and this world will be dominionized, and it will glory reflect like the waters cover the sea. The world will be conquered, and the conquerors will sit with King Jesus on his throne. Amen. Men, it is no time for shrinking back. Know this. You will suffer. You will be called to share in the sufferings of our King, but they cannot be compared to the eternal weight of glory that is to be revealed.
Tell me where the space is between this and some crazy moolah screaming the same shit.
It's not.
Tell me the difference, Christo fucks. Tell me the difference.
You know, though, they love it, though. I think they like this kind of hard-edged sort of the idea that God is a big scary daddy with a riding crop, like spanking them a bunch. I think this appeals to them. And I think that's the problem with that defunct Bible museum. You tried to make it fun.
By the way, not all Christians. I know there are Christians out there that you know, kind of focus on the Jesus-y part of it and the love of your neighbor and stuff. Too few and far between. But the people that are affecting our politics and our culture right now is the cancer of these evangelists and these Christian nationalists who are trying to force us into their bullshit.
Yeah, they suck. Yeah, I think cancer is a good...
You know what this is?
No.
This is that Oklahoma State Senator, Dusty Devers.
Oh, my God. We've been playing him recently.
He's not even a preacher. I think he is a preacher, actually. But he's also a fucking state senator in Oklahoma.
See, like, this is the thing that all of this is why what the news today and this week, and last night and today has been particularly devastating, because we have this thing going on in our country where we're in a two-party system and the Republicans are absolutely batshit crazy, and we should be doing all we can to not elect them. And we just aren't doing that right now. That guy is scary, Dusty.
Well, and hold them accountable for crimes.
Yeah, that would be good, too.
That's what Keith Olbermann's podcast either yesterday or today was. Like, he literally said, good God, when will somebody hold Donald Trump accountable for his crimes?
Yes. I mean, he's on tape saying, find me 11,000 votes. But we can't get him to court because we are being outsmarted by his fucking shitbag lawyers. It is a tragedy. It is fucking tragic. We're getting out.
Sit with King Jesus on his throne. Amen. Men, it is no time for shrinking back. Know this. You will suffer. You will be called to share in the sufferings of our King, but they cannot be compared to the eternal weight of glory that is to be revealed to you. In your groaning,
There it is. You're going to suffer in this life, but don't worry. It's going to be perpetual blowjobs in heaven.
God, that is insane. That why is it always that? These fucking prophets, these politicians, the carrot to the evangelicals, wait till you get to heaven. It is insane. You because almost they, make they, them want to die.
Because they know they're not going to make their lives any better here.
Yeah.
And they have no intention of trying to make anyone's lives any better here.
Yeah.
They want to enrich themselves and hold power and dominion over the people.
Yeah.
And they don't give a fuck. And then you're going to suffer. But don't worry. Don't worry. Everything's going to be great.
Later. Right.
So this is literally a state senator. Do you want to guess what party he's from?
Right? Oh, let me think. The Trump party. The Trump party. Because that's who they are.
A state senator literally calling on Christian men to go to war
for Jesus.
That makes sense because these people are violent.
Yeah.
They're violent, they're creepy, they're diddlers, they cheat, they lie.
If you don't follow our Jesus, we're going to kill you.
Right.
Wow. That's exactly what Jesus would have said.
And what a great mission statement to make evangelicals buy into. The fact that there are people that don't believe in the bullshit they believe in. Those people, God wants you to kill them. That's perfect.
To the eternal weight of glory that is to be revealed to you. In your groaning, you will grow. In your mourning, you will hope. In your struggle, you will triumph. So keep your eyes on our loving, crucified, but resurrected warrior king, Jesus.
Warrior king. Do you think Jesus would have ever described himself, that character in the book?
Yeah.
Take away whether you believe in him or not. If you read it as just a novel, like he's as real as Harry Potter. That character, what he does and says, would he ever refer to himself as a warrior king?
No. No.
Or did he?
No. No, he just walked on the water and divided up one fish among a bunch of people, and that's not very warrior-like. You know, you're right. I don't think they'd like Jesus. These guys look like a Conan the Barbarian type.
Oh, it's in Revelation. Near the end of the book of Revelation, Jesus is described as the warrior king who rides on his white horse, leading the armies of heaven. So it is in the Bible, but not Jesus saying it.
Yeah.
It's
another character.
It's in Revelation.
Another bullshit character. Cool. God, we tolerate these dumb fucks.
So you know.
That guy's in our government, Dusty Devers. That's perfect.
Good. John the Elder, they think, was the one on the mushroom trip who wrote the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
It was sometime, 96 CE. So 100 years after Jesus, by the way.
Uh-huh. 100 years.
According to the book, let's see, John the Elder, he was probably... a Christian from Ephesus.
Ephesus? Where is that? Where is that? Near Akron? Ephesus.
Yeah, it's in Philly where they built it.
It's like we're taking this so seriously. It's like, where was Helm's Deep is an equally reasonable question.
Was a city on the coast of Ionia in ancient Greece.
Yay! Ionia.
2 miles southwest of present day... I don't know how to pronounce. I don't speak Turkish, but it's in some province in Turkey.
That's what I thought. That's what I figured was there too. I mean, you know, God, what amazing bullshit. I mean, aren't people, I would be so embarrassed if I was caught up in this. Maybe I wouldn't be then because I would be caught up in it. Shit.
Well, no, a lot of atheists feel that way. Or they're like, I can't believe I believed that shit for a number of years.
Right. It's bananas, man. It's bananas. And really, as evidenced by the Bible Museum, not that entertaining. I mean, the only angle is that people have to think they might roast in hell. Then they buy into it and they get the wallet out. You know, it can't just be a fun museum that's interesting. These people have to be terrified into getting your money and you have to radicalize them. They don't want to go see Helen Keller's Bible. They don't give a fuck about her. I don't give a fuck about Helen Keller's Bible.
There's even a headline now. Tucker Carlson attacks Dan Crenshaw over House votes.
Jeez. Yay. Tucker. What a dipshit.
Fox News panel gets awkward. Okay, pop up.
Okay.
Gets awkward when guest provides a reminder on abortion.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay. I'll bite.
Right.
Oh, but there's an ad. Gotta wait for the ad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
a few seconds. Mm-hmm. Fox News show outnumbered.
Oh, yes.
Blasted Vice President Kamala Harris for visiting. Oh, they're really upset about this. You see, she went to a Planned Parenthood clinic.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
They're losing their minds over it.
I hope that the turnout is good and people come out and vote because of issues like this. You got to think that this is going to motivate the Democrats to come out and vote and save our country from this fascist fucknut.
Well, and curses on any Democrat that doesn't make this front and center, one of the front and center issues.
Yeah,
I mean, you just can't not. It has to be. You have to pound it into everyone's heads that they are going to turn it into fucking Handmaid's Tale. And even Trump was now saying, well, maybe I could support a certain ban.
Yeah.
When he said no nationwide bans. And now he's like, I don't know. Remember he said 16 weeks because it's a nice even number.
You know, but abortion, you know, you just have to be able to do it. Your doctor has to be able to make decisions. And you can't have exceptions. Because we're learning that the exceptions don't really matter, right?
Right.
The exceptions don't help.
Feel about this presidency, right? So 61% disapprove. This is voters under 30 of the president. We can throw them up on the screen here. The list goes on. And so the question is, as Tommy said, is the way to get them back, is it just simply through weed and visiting abortion clinics?
Well, I think it's part of it. I do. Look, and Patrick, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but
Outnumbered means it's dog pile on the poor liberal. And this time it's Representative Patrick Murphy from Democrat from Pennsylvania.
Shame on you for going on that show.
Who's sitting there in a bright green vest because it's St. Patrick's Day coming up.
Yeah. But I surmise that Kamala Harris's role, it's finally crystallized in my mind. She is, in this campaign, the attack dog to win back progressives. I really think that's the case, and young people in particular. It's why she's out on college campuses. Yesterday, she went to an abortion clinic, first vice president ever to do so. The president hasn't even done that. And in my view, you know, that's not necessarily a play for suburban women because it goes beyond the point of suburban women. It's a play for young people. This marijuana, it's a play for young people.
This marijuana? They want to decriminalize marijuana? Howsoever will we throw all the blacks in jail
That's
if they
right.
make it legal everywhere?
That's right. It's crazy. It's like the Democrats have the moral high ground on every fucking issue. And still, it's a horse race, apparently.
Her position on Gaza, it's a play for young people. I think she's the far-left attack dog. I think they see a mutiny among progressives in their poll numbers. She's the progressive attack dog, and she's the one to bring young people home. That's their plan.
I would say, I would disagree with you. It is about suburban moms, and it is about reproductive freedom.
But that's not her role. I think Biden's role is to bring in the suburban moms. Her role is attack
dog. And listen, I'm a proud Democrat, but I think you could say after it adopts decision, you know, Democrats have won 2022. There was no red wave because of that. There was a special elections, Wisconsin, Virginia, and I think...
Yes, but the majority of voters want some sort of line.
No, I agree.
And going to an abortion clinic appears as if you're celebrating that.
And
I think most Americans are for reproductive freedom, whether you're personally for it or not.
With a line.
Coming up, Aaron Rodgers hits back at...
Awkward silence.
Coming up. See, like, that's this Patrick Murphy. They frame him however they want to frame him. And God, why are you going on? This is insane.
And then when he makes a point, it's like, and we're moving on.
Can the Democrats please, for the love of shit, get it together? Get it to fucking together, God damn it. It is crazy. It is the fucking Gaza shit, the goddamn TikTok going on Fox. Please, please do something to make Donald Trump lose. Quit fucking this up.
We got some little bit of time left here on this wonderful Friday. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
Shit.
When animals get pissed.
This one is, the headline says, increasing sea temperatures associated with higher bull shark abundance.
Shit. Why is
there's
that?
More. Increasing sea surface temperatures over the past 20 years in Mobile Bay.
Ah, yeah.
An estuary in the U.S. state of Alabama have coincided with fivefold, which is just that way.
Yes.
Have coincided with fivefold increases in the abundance of juvenile bull sharks.
Okay. Well, here's the good news. Nobody swims in Mobile. Their beach sucks, apparently. Nobody goes there to swim.
Bull sharks are found globally in warm, shallow coastal waters in both fresh and saltwater environments.
Freshwater?
They help balance and maintain the health of coastal ecosystems regulating prey populations.
Yes.
Along with great sharks and tiger sharks, they are among the shark species that are most likely to, I love this wording, negatively interact with humans. Shark gave me the finger. That shark took my finger.
That's right. Because the water's warm.
Yeah. Man. So global warming and the warming water is sending these sharks farther inland and farther north.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, dude. What do we do? What's the answer? Well, you don't go swimming.
Drill, baby, drill.
Right.
Fuck your climate change.
What, drilling?
It's all a lie.
Wait. Now. Would drilling decrease the population of bull sharks or tiger sharks?
No, it helps increase it.
Why?
Because it will increase fossil fuel usage global warming.
Damn, I mean, no, you know, the beaches in Mobile suck. That's what I've heard.
I've never been. Yeah. You never been?
Never been. I heard they're horrible.
Everglades?
Oh, yes. It's an alligator story or a snake story.
Absolutely. A man was airlifted out of the Everglades after suffering an alligator bite.
Ugh,
emergency services responded to an incident that occurred near the entrance to the Everglades National Park on Sunday. The man's condition was still unknown.
This is
a couple days old. But he was in hospital. He was transported to the Ryder Trauma Center in Miami.
Yes.
State of Florida overall is home to around 1.3 million alligators.
Holy shit, man. 1.3 million.
They can be found all over the state in swamps and other waterways. The Everglades is prime alligator habitat, meaning they are all over the national park and swamp.
What are we doing to protect ourselves from these alligators?
Well, don't go in the water. And don't go near the water.
Yeah, not even near the water.
Yeah.
Because they lay in the tall grass, and they're very fast. And if they chase you, you're supposed to run in a zigzag pattern.
They're not very agile. Yeah.
No. I don't know, man. Fuck that. I mean, we got dinosaurs up in this bitch. That's what we're talking about. Sharks
and
alligators.
They are literal dinosaurs.
Yeah. So are sharks, right?
Yeah. I think they've remained unchanged for a long time.
It's time to change that.
What are you trying to say?
I went to the Bible Museum, and I didn't find any answers on how to deal with these creatures you created called alligators or bull sharks. No answers. Why did God make snakes? And don't say the Eve and the talk to the snake and shit. What purpose do they serve spiritually?
What I was just about to say.
No.
An 11-year-old girl suffered a shark bite in Hawaii.
How many of these stories
go
do
through
we,
these?
But wait, how many stories do we do where somebody goes in the water and they get bit by something in Hawaii?
Right.
You ever think about, I don't know, not going in there?
Meanwhile, Australia?
Yes, of course.
Sharks. Sad news.
Okay.
Mark Pelly, a local of Victoria in southeastern Australia.
Hello.
Who goes by the Snake Hunter on Facebook.
Oh, thank you for your service.
He posts pictures and videos of his reptile rescuing missions.
Rescuing? What? You're not taking him out?
Was bitten the other day.
Yes.
By a venomous tiger snake.
Oh, wow. Were you trying to rescue this snake in peril and you're trying to rescue this snake?
A result of equipment failure.
Oh, yes. What?
He was attacked after a piece of equipment he was using to transport the snake broke.
A bag?
Allowing the reptile to lunge at him and inject him with his venom.
Dude, check your shit before you do this.
he is now suffering multiple organ failure in hospital, is on life support.
Oh my God, dude. No venom, no anti-venom?
Let's see. His daughter posted, dad is in hospital ICU from a tiger snake bite. His pinning stick broke on catching the snake, so it got immediate access to his hand. The venom went straight into his circulatory system from a deep bite and started having neurological effects immediately. I saw him lose consciousness very fast in front of my eyes.
Does this guy get high before he pins snakes and he just wouldn't? Your pinning stick fucked up?
When they got him to the hospital, he stopped breathing multiple times.
Oh, God.
Last year, he had a close scare with the brown, but wasn't bitten in 14 years. This is the first proper bite he's ever had.
You got to check your pinning stick. It broke? Was it wooden or something? Is it?
He couldn't talk, breathe properly. The hospital asked us to discuss him going on a ventilation. He's had 2 doses of anti-venom. No taste. His hands are numb. His eyes are closed. He can't see.
God, this, fuck these animals.
His blood isn't clotting, and he's hemorrhaging severely. Good. Multiple organ failure. Incredibly drowsy and weak. Muscle damage and nerve damage. Heart irregularities.
Fuck these fucking snakes.
And is being pumped with antibiotics for follow-up infections.
I just want to make sure. It's a snake rescue. Is a snake safe? Anywhere? Did they just get out? Was a snake safe?
Tiger snakes are highly venomous, native to southern regions of Australia.
God.
In the same family as cobras and coral snakes.
Those are incredibly venomous, guys.
Between 2005 and 2015, 17% of snake bite victims in Australia were bitten by tiger snakes.
Oh, okay. Shit. I've never heard of this fucking snake.
Of all the snake species in Australia, only brown snakes kill more people than tiger snakes.
Right. So if you're out there doing a snake, they were going to rescue this snake and then do what with it, this guy?
Rehome it or move it somewhere else.
Rehome it?
Well, not to somebody's house. He move it out into the middle of the whatever they call it there, the tundra. Without treatment, the mortality rate from a tiger snake bite is estimated between 40 to 60%.
Like you have that chance of dying.
Yes.
What about...
Without treatment.
At what point do we say with some of these animals, this animal would be in... And listen, I'm not trying to... Why not kill this fucking thing is my point. I mean, what is the use? Is that a bad thing for me to say as a tree-hugging liberal? Why can't we just fucking kill this snake, right?
He does seem to be recovering, though.
The good thing is they kill lots of mice, right? And that's very valuable.
I guess so, yeah.
Who cares? We fucking kill this thing. God damn it, God.
Tiger snake venom is highly potent, contains a mixture of toxins that have various effects on the body, including neurotoxins that affect nervous system and hemotoxins, which cause damage to blood vessels and disrupt the clotting process.
Right. That's bad. Boy. But the snake was saved. It's rehomed, rehabilitated.
The venom can also cause pain, swelling, and tissue necrosis at the site of the bite.
Yay!
He does seem to be recovering well now. That was a couple days ago that he was on multiple organ failure and stuff. So he posted a Facebook reel today and shows him starting to walk with help.
This is a snake bite?
Yeah.
God. Fuck this tiger snake shit.
He still can't see properly. He's lost his voice for a bit. His eye function isn't good. Still has numbness and no taste, sense of taste. But dad's so proud he's on his feet and walking again, wrote his daughter today.
Listen.
Dad's blood is returned to near normal.
Oh, good.
His kidneys are back to 100%.
Yay.
And the muscle wastage has significantly reduced.
Okay. Jesus. At what point? And this is going
to
be...
One snake bite.
Yeah, again, okay, can I just make a point? Can we not kill these things? What is wrong with that? Why is that such a horrible fucking thing for me to say? Would the world be better off without one less tiger snake? Jesus, can we kill at least one of them? They're all over Australia, right? Would anybody miss this fucking thing? You know what I mean? Shoot it. God. It's snake stick. My snake stick broke. Do I sound like a monster?
Meanwhile, do you want good news? Researchers are saying that they are close to finally creating a universal anti-venom that works against cobras, crates, black mambas, and a whole bunch of other ones. So they may not, you know, need to be milking these motherfuckers to get
yes.
to get the venom to make the anti-venom.
Yeah, it's so hard to find these little nipples. I think that... See, this snake shit is the kind of stuff that could get me radicalized in any kind of way. my official position is like, I really wish we could just all be honest with each other and say, these fucking snakes suck and they would be better dead. Okay? Let's just say that. What are the pros and cons of a tiger snake? Let's think about it like that. Give me a pro. You go first. A pro. What do they do? And I'll give you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages and genders, welcome back to the 2024 Wheeze. I'm your host, Max Spin, PhD, and as you know, every year Right Wing Watch spends countless hours and energy to bring you the most radical and dangerous threats to democracy in the good old USA.
Okay.
Our next category is Best Podcaster on a Scary Faith-Based Podcast. Well, let's take a look at the contestants. Our first entry is that rabid MAGA spirit animal, Mr. Steve Bannon and his dissident podcast.
So this is right-wing comedy. They're trying to make fun of Right Wing Watch.
Oh, yes. I see.
But meanwhile, all they're doing, they're showing like the headlines.
What they don't understand is
they're just not good at this.
But listen, this person needs to understand that all Right Wing Watch does to make fun of these people is just post their shit. They're like, listen to this crazy shit, right? That's it. That's their model.
The group that posted this is the Convention of States Project. They're trying to get an Article 5 convention so that they can rewrite the Constitution.
Yeah.
They said, for those of us who cannot stomach a fourth Jimmy Kimmel-hosted Oscars, and especially for those of us who couldn't stomach the first one either, there's a new award show on the block. Enter the Wingies.
The Wingies, and that's, I love it.
Wingies.
The Wingies.
And that's this idiot.
Are we not up for any? I mean, we
I'm very saddened that we have not been.
We should be on the Wingies.
We've been playing this stuff for a decade at least.
The Wingies or the Wingies?
Wingies with a G. Like right wingy.
Oh, that sucks. They should have went with Wingies. That's funnier. The Wingies. Stupid. The Wingies. You guys aren't funny.
We've got very little time left. Mm-hmm. I did want to play. No, I can't find the clip. It was Glenn Beck is very upsetty pants.
Yes.
About the Fonnie Willis.
Oh. Why? What would he be upset about? It's great for him.
I don't know what to do, Ken, anymore. I'm so frustrated, and I honestly, and I'm glad I have you on before we talk about, you know, some stuff that's happening here in Texas. I'd like to know from you. This judge has dismissed the triangulation from cell phone data that proves the two of them were lying, bald face, and enjoying their lie. To two, not just one, but two courtrooms, two judges. How can they possibly be trusted? How can they even have their law license after that?
There you go. Glenn is really upset, y'all.
What, Glenn?
All right, we just had some breaking news here.
Yeah, we have our Fonnie decision. Fonnie Willis, remember, of course, what was on the line was, is she going to leave? Is she going to be forced out? And they're going to have to find an entirely new... situation, basically restart from scratch, was that what was on the line here,
because she perjured herself
against and this is of course in the case against Donald Trump in Georgia, and the judge Scott McAfee has come out in a 23-page ruling issued. He said that the defendants failed to meet their burden in proving Willis's relationship with a special prosecutor Nathan Wade was a conflict of interest enough to merit her removal from the case. The judge did find an appearance of impropriety and said either Willis and her office may leave the case, or
he's losing his mind. He really is. This is great because this is him finding out in real time.
Or yeah. Wade must withdraw from the proceeding. So basically what's going to happen here is the dude's going to get fired and she's going to be able to, you know, keep going. Well, this is not a, you know, this is.
That's unbelievable.
It's incredible. After what they've done.
Have you ever seen a clearer case of perjury?
Yeah.
I love when he was like, I mean, what?
I think Glenn doesn't understand. This is good news for you because what they did.
You've just raped Bill Cosby. Yeah,
they ran out the clock. This is exactly what they want, though. They wasted all this time on this dumb fucking hearing, right? And they this is good, Glenn. This is good for your side. This is what's going on with the Department of Justice and all Donald Trump's cases this week are all good for Donald Trump.
I saw a tweet that's probably going to be prophetic, is when he runs out the clock on all these delays.
Yeah.
That's when Trump is going to file to have it dismissed because he couldn't get a speedy trial.
Yes.
You know that's going to happen.
And it's just time. It's time. He's going to get elected and it all goes away because Merrick Garland is fucking lazy.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or crabdiving.com. Yay. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. TikTok for now. Facebook and X. And RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed weekends to you all. Stay Trump and crazy Republican free. We'll hit you up on Monday.
Hoonah, moonah, Monday.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.